Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates, practicing out of Bluebird in Burnham. Daniel, what a pleasure to have you with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
Daniel, the figures that are coming through infection rates, I mean, my goodness me, I think overnight there were 3,000 more infections.
Yeah, Simon, this is the part of the curve where we said we haven't reached the steep part yet. My feeling is that we're reaching the steep part now. I'm not even sure we're at the steepest part of the curve yet, but we certainly are seeing a massive increase of infections, and it's even impacting our immediate community.
So, Daniel, in light of the fact that infections are spiking, it appears to be, I'm not sure because I'm not part of this, but there appears to be a rise in social gatherings and social interactions. Would you agree, and what's your take on that?
I would absolutely agree, Simon. So I've actually just written an article on this that I'm about to put out. An interesting thread that I've seen in the various calls that I've had from people in the past few days is when a patient is diagnosed with coronavirus, and they may even be an asymptomatic patient, there is an automatic anxiety that seems to be coming over most of our patients as to who they've infected in the last few days, which implies that they haven't been so careful with their social distancing. And then on further questioning, it comes out that, I mean, I'm not suggesting that people in our community are flagrantly going around just living the normal social life, but often where individuals feel that they have a closer inner circle of safe individuals that they've now broadened a bit and who are also behaving safely, those people are now at risk and are having to quarantine.
I hear you loud and clear, but I'm also thinking, Daniel, that you can only expect so much from human beings who are at heart social animals. I mean, did we go into lockdown too early? Because how much longer can you keep people in isolation from one another?
Absolutely. So to deal with the second part of that question first, we didn't go into lockdown too quickly because as we've seen with the, I'm sure Professor Schulz has spoken to you about this with exponential models, that if at the very beginning you don't lock down hard, the infection rate multiplies largely at the beginning. And at this point, we'd be sitting at a much bigger exponential, you know, exposed population. However, your point about, you know, you can't keep people locked away forever rings very true. The real challenge here is how to enable our community to engage with their loved ones and to form or continue social interactions, but in a safe manner. See, Simon, even today when I've spoken to patients, I've had patients who've said to me they've spent the last few days and dinners and social interactions with family and friends. The next question I would ask them is, were they a meter and a half away from you? Were you wearing a mask?
Yeah.
And most of the time, the answer I'm getting back is no, which means that I strongly believe that we can still fulfill our social requirements of interaction and still have the necessary measures of precaution in place.
I suppose it's difficult when you read that leadership, not necessarily in South Africa, I'm thinking in the UK in particular, I'm thinking about this Cummings chap, when you put the nation in lockdown but then the rules don't apply to you and you go out and do what you want. I think people kind of look up at that and think, if he can do it, I can do it as well.
Absolutely. And I think that some of the other things that really lead people's minds astray here are, you know, if we're opening businesses, then surely it's okay if my friend comes over for coffee. If my kids are back at school,
sure,
and the teachers are back at school, surely it's okay for me to sit down and have a drink with a mate after work. What's important, though, and what I've just written is, it's so important to draw a distinction between necessity and nicety. I would say that earning a living is a necessity. Education is a necessity. Seeking out medical health care is a necessity. And I would even go on your point and say that social interaction is a necessity, but that has to be a guarded social interaction. If we're talking in just loosely, you know, say, like you're saying, looking at our leadership and wherever it is in the world and saying, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And he doesn't seem sick, so I'm sure he's fine. And we sit and meet like that. We are really asking for problems.
Daniel, it's 4:30. We've got to leave it there. I just want to thank you for always being available to us here on Chai FM. Such a pleasure having you.
Always happy to help you, Simon. Be safe, be well.